another episode.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what should we talk about?
It's a good question.
Well, first of all, you should be the one to say something, because usually you do, and if I start saying it, it's going to jinx the episode.
Right. So, it's been a few weeks since we did an episode.
Right.
And,
right. But nobody died.
Nobody died.
I mean, I could die during the podcast.
It's true. Either one of us, someone could like come through like your ceiling, like fall through your ceiling.
Remember my bathroom incident?
Oh yeah, that's right.
Ceiling caved in.
That was fucking bullshit.
Yeah, yeah. But nobody's gonna die. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
But you know, so I don't remember much these days. I don't remember. See, in my mind, nowadays.
I
don't think it's been that long. But according to one British mark, he thinks that this is the longest break we ever took.
Oh, really?
He said that to me today.
I mean, I would trust British Mark's wisdom here, because he's like the Rain Man of As Is.
Yeah.
But I assume he probably has like a ledger or something. He probably has like
an
ongoing document of our show.
Yeah.
And
oof, this beer is dark.
It's really dark.
I don't know if I like dark beer. I mean, not that I don't like, you know. I mean, it's not anything
right.
Homophobic or anti-Semitic or against the
racist
or race. Oh, that's what I was going for. It's not any of them, but it just this is really dark.
Yeah, you know, I was thinking it reminded me of Guinness.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, well, to the listeners,
right?
I went to we have a store called Trader Joe's here in America. And they actually have beer there. So this is we usually have Blue Moon.
Right.
That should be a sponsor of our show.
Right.
But this is like Stockland.
Stockyard Oatmeal Stout.
You know what British Mark told me today? I did not
know.
He told me. You know what he told me?
I told you.
He said that he said that so
well, first off, how did he say it?
He said it as if he was on the toilet.
Oh yeah.
About to release a something that's been stuck in his appendant and his system.
Intestine.
And his
the
British
appendix is a totally different
okay.
part.
As in British intestines.
Right.
Which are different than like American, you know.
Obviously.
Because it's full of tea and crumpets.
Right.
But anyway, let's not, you know,
what do you say to you?
Okay, first of all, since we're talking about British Mark.
Yeah.
I gotta show you something.
We gotta talk about British Mark. We haven't talked about British Mark enough, and I feel like I'm letting the guy down.
No. You won't believe this. I'm driving during work today.
Uh-huh.
Driving old ladies.
Right.
And then, he said, I take it back. He sent this to me yesterday, and it didn't compute what he actually wrote to me. So he sends a text message where there's a picture of him with, check this out, with the program of my play.
How the fuck did he get that?
I don't know. And then he continues with all he goes, great cast underneath. And I didn't pay any attention to this. And then this morning was like, how the fuck does he have the program?
Yeah.
I know. This is, look at this.
Did you ask him how he got the thing?
I did. He didn't answer me for a while. So like I said, how did you do this? This is crazy. So then I posted it on the Michael McDermott thing. You know, that's where we all, that's so complicated to explain to other people. Right. But
it's a community.
It's a community, but maybe I should share with you what I wrote, because it is pretty, pretty funny. I said, oh no, not this one. I should really prepare for these things, shouldn't I?
this show is about being on off the cuff, or
yeah,
on the cuff, or whatever, something about the cuff.
Okay, I got it. So I said, our friend British Mark has crossed to another level. Apparently he has mysterious ways that we never knew about. He could be a wizard, an FBI agent, or something in between. Somehow he managed to get my play program, which was only done in New Jersey, and he got it into his British hands. How is that possible? He is sneakier than we thought. I'm going to have to clear my desk of all my other cases and investigate this matter with my entire being. I might have to call Sherlock Holmes or the Scotland Yard or both. So then he informs me later that Scotland Yard is not in Scotland. It's in England. I didn't know that.
Did you make a reference to it being in Scotland?
Well, not in this post, but this, you know, now this got a lot of traction. Oh, yeah. And people are commenting. So he says to me, you know, British Mark was asked, he has to correct me, you know?
Of course.
So he says, Jenny Siegel, Scotland Yard is actually in London, just off the River Thames.
Ah.
And I'm like, I wish I knew that. Yeah. So
he never told you.
He finally confessed. So remember when I told you that one of the Michael McDermott fans came to see the show?
Oh yeah. Did he give it to him?
So he finally says, I thought Danny Siegel would figure this out, but he didn't. Captain Frank posted it, and he came to the play as I couldn't make it. And then he thought that I'd like to see the program, so he mailed it to me or something like that.
that's fucking crazy, man.
I thought British Mark is like stalking me, it's like him holding up a pair of my underwear,
man.
I mean, and he's like, he's so proud, you know. So British Mark is like, you know, he's sneaky, you know. By the way, it's not just British Mark. I was involved with his brother. I wasn't involved. But,
oh yeah, British Anthony.
British Anthony. Apparently, yeah. I don't know. I don't know what happened with him, but he was also lamenting the fact that As Is hasn't been on the air for a while.
Oh, yeah.
And so now, so I don't know. I mean, we're so used to addressing British Mark. Like, it's very, I can't address more than one British person.
All right, so right now we're going to address the entire country of England.
Oh, wow. Should we stand up?
I will.
Okay.
To the entire country of England.
Yes.
You know.
I love soccer and English soccer.
Pretty sure that's just soccer. Yes, yeah. It is true. We have not been as frequently providing you with the quality content that you're so used to getting from us. There's a multitude of reasons for that. Danny has become quite the prolific podcaster of his own right with his other show.
Right.
Me, I'm getting laid and a story.
Right. I would rather it be the other way around. You know? Like, if I could get laid, why are we standing?
Well, you mentioned standing up. So now we're sitting down.
I feel like I want to salute, you know, the Queen. And oh, by the way, let's name the British things that I like. Not British Mark, but like, no, like Queen. I like the band Queen.
Beatles.
I like the Beatles. I like Abbey Road. And that's about it.
Yeah. You know?
But yeah, listen, first of all, there's a multiple of reasons why this is what this show has become. Okay. It used to be like twice a week, multiple episode. It was like fast food.
Oh yeah.
Now it's like a gourmet meal.
It really is. Yeah.
Now, and we should charge for this now.
We really should.
Right. I mean, so now, you know, and imagine if this became really successful, we could go into a restaurant and on the menu would be like stuff from the show, you know, like Danny's prostate sandwich, a British Mark.
It'd be like the most boring sandwich ever.
there'd be like no dressing. It'd be like there'd be a picture of him like holding a pipe, you know. The Scotland Yard is not in Scotland. You know, and then we could have all kinds of references, you know. Because
as total franchise ability of this show, we get themed restaurants, we get collectibles, we get like action figures of ourselves, we get
right.
We get the eventual biopic. We've not just one, but we do what like they're doing with the Beatles. We get our own individual biopic.
Wow, wow. And yeah, that would be something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Like with my like you would get Scorsese and I would get like some, you know, NYU got some student from New York. Like Scorsese would make your life interesting. And my interesting life would be really dull, you know. Oh, God.
Also,
yeah.
I remember we were originally going to do a podcast a couple weeks ago with the missus.
Right.
But that fell through. We got fucking sick, like, right after the show.
Right. Well, okay, let's catch people up. So when the last you've heard from us, I was at the end of my show, my play, that British Mark was holding in his hands.
Right. Excellent production, by the way.
Thank you very much. Around. Thank you very much.
Excellent performance by Mr. Siegel here.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. And you had to be a part of the striking of the set, which was...
I was.
You know, that's when... how do you describe striking the set?
Striking the set, yeah.
So that's taking the set apart.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, I guess
we were... That's pretty much it, yeah.
Yeah, okay. I mean, for British Mark, you might not understand that.
It's true.
Although he does paint houses. I don't know what he does.
Right.
So anyway, so you had to be... You know, like I usually, I'm not good with hammers or nails or anything physical. So I just kind of ran around in circles pretending to do stuff. Well, I think we actually took a chair down the stairs.
I think we did. I was going to try to do it myself, but
Yeah.
You know, Todd apparently did it himself, bringing it up. So I kind of felt emasculated.
Yeah.
But what can you do?
Yeah, no, that's okay. I mean, if you feel emasculated by Todd, then that's a problem.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so you had to be involved with that, and then we all had, like, weird... You know, it's always a weird thing, because people have, like, dinner, or, like, you know, people make a big deal about bringing food, and then it's like... And then by the time you're, like, you just want to go home.
Yeah.
You know? So I hate that whole experience. And you, it wasn't really your... Cast. So.
I was just kind of there. I was.
I know.
I had to do it.
I know. Well, here's, you know, so you're, you know, part of the whole getting laid thing.
Part of the whole, you know, relationship thing is, yeah, I got to do some things. And it's actually, right. For the most part, I don't mind. I actually enjoy them.
Well, let's dissect this a little bit. Before the podcast, you mentioned the word opera to me.
Yes.
Now, when I think of opera, I think of being really constipated and not being able to get anything out. I've never seen an opera, but I've seen it in movies.
Mm.
Like, you know, Richard Gere takes Julia Roberts to the opera.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, that I always fast forward that because I don't need to see that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we went to the movies last week, I think, or the week before, and saw Moonstruck.
Oh, Moonstruck.
That was, yeah. I liked that. That was pretty
Moonstruck
good.
Moonstruck is good. But by the way, you just said you went to the movies. Now, don't you mean you went to the movie? Like, you didn't see multiple movies. I hate it when people say movies.
Right.
Why is that a thing?
Going to the movies is synonymous with going to the cinema.
I don't agree. Because you're not seeing movies, you're seeing a movie. Like you're not.
Well, it's a place that's hosting and exhibiting multiple movies.
Yeah, but it's not accurate to say. It's like me saying I just went to the bathrooms. I took a big shit in my bathrooms. I did. My shit's not that big. I just need one bathroom. You know what I mean? Isn't that the right analogy? Oh, you're wearing a pair of pants. You're not wearing a lot of. Pants? You're wearing one pair of pants. I don't know. I mean, no, it's not your fault. It's part of the vernacular. I understand. Right. But it irks me.
Oh, yeah? we should delve into this.
Well,
where do you think it comes from?
You of all people should understand because you are a man that prides himself on being very literal and specific, and you correct me all the time.
Right. So well, part of it's just that part of that's just for fun.
Well, sure, that's not fun for me, but it's fun for you.
Oh yeah.
So, but now you're like, I went to the movies. You're like, really? How many movies did you see? One.
Right.
So you went to the movie.
Right.
Anyway, I'm sorry.
From now on, I think I'll say we went to the cinema.
You went to the cinema. Well, first of all, why is Moonstruck playing in a cinema?
So, Manville.
Oh,
cinema! They're doing like a bunch of like
retro
old movies, and like just the other night, Valentine's Day.
Yeah,
we went and saw Casablanca.
Oh God,
that was good,
dude. She's brainwashing you with all these old movies, man.
They're pretty good though.
But Casablanca?
Like fucking, over the weekend, we watched, we hadn't seen, neither of us had seen them before. We saw The French Connection on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
That was really fucking
good. You know who's in that? Gene Hackman.
I know, and I was thinking, I remember, like, I didn't, I'm surprised I didn't bring it up, how, like, there was that one episode where you went off on a tangent there for a bit about...
And I still stand by it.
Yeah.
Gene Hackman, not a very attractive man, but a good actor.
Very good actor,
I mean, yeah. You know, okay, yeah, Fresh Connection, I saw that, I think.
Yeah, it was pretty good. And then Sunday, we watched Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, yeah.
That, we're both like, what the fuck was that?
You never, she never saw Midnight Cowboy?
She never saw that. I never saw it. And we're both like, what the fuck?
Yeah. John Voight and Dustin Hoffman. Yeah. I know. It's a product of its time.
Yeah.
You know, and whoever directed it did a lot of acid. You know, there's that whole acid scene in the movie. And,
yeah.
But anyway, it's a good acting by Hoffman.
Oh, they're excellent.
Yeah, but yeah, it's not a kind of. It's like dating this chick is like doing history lessons here. Like, you know, God, I mean, we better do a lot of episodes because by the time she's done with you, you're not gonna know who you are. This is terrible news. She's taking your core.
Yeah. Well, to be fair though, like,
right.
I'm also introducing her to newer stuff.
Right. Well, to Third Sunny from the Sun.
It's Always Sunny Philadelphia.
Exactly.
And also showed her Forrest Gump back on New Year's Eve. And Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Did you get her like a card, like a Valentine's Day card, you know?
So
I hear people do that.
We didn't do cards. So I bought her like the ticket for the movie.
That's nice.
And then she bought me this like thing of like they're caramels with like but they're made with like scotch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and it's from a company called Manly Man.
Ah.
And it came in like a black tin like heart shaped containers. It was really nice.
So what'd you do, eat them?
Well, we still have some left, but like we've both been like devouring them.
Well, thanks for bringing me some.
Hey, sorry about that.
I guess you don't think I'm a manly man, then.
I completely didn't think to.
No, it's fine. Yeah. I don't need caramels to validate my masculinity.
Oh, no?
No. I mean, right before this podcast, I was going to surprise Ryan, not with a Valentine's Day card, because we're not gay.
No, there's anything wrong with that.
Of course not. But I was going to surprise you with assembling a chair.
Right.
That you could sit in instead of this chair that you're about to fall off of.
Right.
And, when Ryan walked into my humble abode, there was just cushions and nuts and bolts everywhere, and I was just staring at the chair. and now the chair is still in shambles, but it's...
I almost assembled it, only to realize I used the wrong size bolts for the back part. So now it's kind of taking a hiatus for now. You know, we had to eat, do this very important podcast.
Right. But it's sitting there, like, imagine when it's done, the chair is done, that will be your chair, you know?
Oh, yeah? Well, it might be your chair.
Well, it'll be my chair when you're not here, because it would be silly for me not to use it when you're not here, you know? But I think, I don't know, I don't mind this. I'm sitting in a very basic chair here that really, I mean, I think it doesn't matter what we sit on, you know?
Right.
But, and I don't even know if that's that comfortable, that chair. It looks like it's okay. It's like $50, you know?
Yeah.
But like I told you, I was hoping that it would be arrived fully assembled.
Right.
And I was
that
like,
didn't happen.
No, but do you think Amazon, as an ex-Amazon person, delivery, do they ever?
I've never delivered a fully assembled chair.
Huh. So that's a misprint, because I actually Googled, you know, an Amazon fully assembled. And then they said this one, and then, you know, but no, but any idiot, I mean, not, you know, I mean, I can't figure it out because I just can't, I just can't.
You can't even?
I can't assemble things, you know? I mean, I can put your fish in the microwave and, you know, so anyway, it bothers me, you know, it bothers me that I can't do things, you know?
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about that, you know. But yeah, but also, dude, I gotta tell you, man. So when I do my other podcast on Zoom, right? And there's two ways to do Zoom: on the phone or on the fucking laptop. So, you know, I had that experience with that Indian guy a few weeks ago, and I got his microphone, and I thought my microphone was going to be, like, great connection. So I did a great one the other day with a woman about, you know, it was a nice, really good, probably one of my best podcasts, because she's a, you know, and we practiced a week in advance for the vocals, and she sounded great. And then, when I'm actually talking to her, she sounded okay, but then the recording is pretty bad.
Oh, really?
And sure. I'm so mad. And so now I'm trying to, like, talk to other people to, like, enhance the vocals.
Oh,
dude, I my whole day is spent on fucking... Because Zoom is very... Sometimes the connection is great.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's really not good. Like, she sounds like she's underwater.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I sound awesome. So this is how it sounds like. I'm like, hey, Jennifer, so thank you for doing the podcast. I'm really excited to talk to you. You know, that's what it sounds like.
Oh, wow.
And that, I mean, it's a little bit better than that. You can actually listen to it, but it's not, you have to, like, strain.
Oh, yeah.
And that sucks, man. And then yesterday I did one with a comedian. He sounds great. He's, like, half dead. He's, like, 75 years old. He sounds perfect. So now I'm, like, in touch with all these, like, editing places to see if I could enhance the vocals.
Dude, I'm
spending way too much time on this. And she's texting me. She's like, you know, my husband's a musician. Can you send me the audio feed? You know, my whole day is now spent on technical. And a podcast that it really is not that important, you know? it's unbelievable. So then I thought maybe it's the microphone. Maybe I'm too strong. Maybe my microphone is drowning out the other person. So then I go to fucking Best Buy, you know, so I get another microphone over there. The one that's standing erect over there. That's a new microphone.
Yeah, like an erect penis. Yeah.
It's like an erect penis. But the other microphone, which I didn't like, I was able to mold it so I can bend it. And this one, I can't figure out how to bend this. I can't figure out how to bend that thing. So now it's standing there, like, erect, and I have to, like, do the podcast. I have to, like, stand up and, like, talk into it. It's so annoying. I'm telling you. It's a nightmare. It's a nightmare. I'm in touch. And then I was friends. You know how I get obsessed, right?
Yeah.
So I started calling all these people that I see on the internet, the people that are promising to, like, edit stuff. I called, like, 5 million people yesterday. So now I'm getting phone calls all day today from people that I called yesterday. I don't even remember who they are. So it's like, they're all, like, Indian. They're like, I heard you talking about that. I can help you. Hello, I'm calling from Los Angeles. And I'm like, who are you? Anyway, it's a nightmare. It's a
oh,
fucking
my
nightmare.
God.
I know. And it's just that one podcast.
You know? Yeah.
And then, oh, dude, I can't take it. And then, you know, the cover art of the other one. You know, I had, like, my old young picture, which I thought was kind of cute, you know. But then I realized people are confused because it's just a photo of a young kid with long hair. Like, they're just confused by it. They're like, what the fuck is this? And it just says thoughts, maybe feelings. So I... people don't know what the fuck they're like. I want to do your podcast, but who's this kid? So, you know. So then I contacted a few people. My friend Melissa, she works in computers, land, and stuff.
Oh yeah.
So then she sends me what you know a few options for thoughts, maybe feelings, you know. And then somebody from work is working. So now I have all these people working on the cover art. So then I put Melissa's artwork on there, which is pretty good. But then somebody from work did a better one.
Oh yeah.
So then I had to call Melissa and say, "Listen, I'm changing the cover art," and she worked on it for like a whole day. So now she's like, "I'm not upset at all, but fuck you." And so yeah, anyway. So now yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. This thing. It's really not easy.
Yeah.
And then, so my whole life has been audio levels.
Yeah.
You know, this is easy because we're in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
But with this Zoom thing, you know, another thing is you could change the settings, okay? And you have to change that every time, and it doesn't seem to hold.
Oh, really?
It doesn't hold the reservation.
It's fucking bullshit.
So every fucking phone call, I'm like, I practice.
Oh, you have to change it.
Yeah, and why doesn't it hold it? It's just like every the phone ends, it goes back to zero.
Yeah.
Anyway, I am very I'm very it sucks because I'm getting really good people, but sometimes you can't hear them. God damn it.
Yeah.
So like this show, we can hear. By the way, we have 32 people from our last.
32 listens. That's shocking. Incredible.
So let's think about this. Who are these other people? Like British Mark is just one person.
Yeah.
And then there's British Anthony. That's
British Anthony.
And then
that's pretty much all we know.
That's all we know. So there's like 30, and I haven't heard the last episode.
Yeah, me neither.
So it's legitimately 30 other people. And so yeah, it could be. I don't know. I mean, that's a stop. Maybe it's because we take breaks. I don't know. And then it takes time for.
Yeah.
But I like the idea that this is a gourmet meal versus fast food.
Exactly. You know?
So, by the way, I can't wait for you to tell us about your lovely ski trip.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, come on. You got to tell us.
Oh, no. That was I'm definitely telling you. It was just like, that was my way of introducing, just set the mood for the audience.
Well, can I just tell people that a few weeks ago, while I was doing the play, and this was a planned trip by Mr. Ryan here, and he said to me, months ago, I'm going to go on a ski trip with, Cousin Bill.
Nah, friend Tim.
Oh, yeah,
like a bunch of other people.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Bear in mind. Now, granted, I probably wasn't going to get cast in Broadway Bounty if I did audition, but I didn't audition because I had this fucking ski trip.
Right.
So. You know, this would happen. This would happen to me. I go on vacation once every, 10 fucking years. So, of course, when I do go on vacation, I'm going to be fucking miserable the entire time, pretty much.
Well, but if you went to England, you wouldn't be.
Oh, no, that was different. That was awesome.
Right.
Okay, so here's the thing. Okay, admittedly, when I was invited back in, August, September, when they planned it.
Right.
I should have said no.
Right.
Because originally, I used to go on these trips back when it was just Tim and his wife and myself going.
Right.
That was great. And we would only go, 3 or 4 days.
Mm-hmm.
This was a whole fucking week. And at this point, they have a kid. But in order for them to go skiing, both of them together, they would need someone to watch the kids. So her parents came.
Oh.
Her sister and her sister's boyfriend came. Tim's brothers came. They were cool. I'm good with them.
Yeah.
It was just a whole.
But you had your own room, right?
What's that?
You had your own room.
I had my own room. Yeah, so that was good.
And you had a bed and you had your own bathroom.
Oh, yeah. It was great.
Where did you go, by the way?
Up in Vermont to a place called Okemo.
Okay.
Nice place. But
Vermont is in. Is in the
northern section of the United States, northeast.
It's next to Scotland Yard, British Mark.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so
is that close to Burlington, Vermont?
I don't know.
Okay, I know Burlington, Vermont, because my crazy grandmother used to live there. Anyway, continue. Right.
So anyway, oh my god, I don't do group things. I'm a lone wolf.
Right.
And.
Which sucks because you would be great at orgies, except for that part, you know.
Exactly, yeah, the whole group thing. And
right,
I'm telling you, I was just
no, dude. I know.
When I was there, I was reminded of all your times at.
I go upstate New York with my family, and even though I have my own room, it's a group. You know, you have to have dinner with them, and oh, dude, I can't take it. I can't take it. I mean. And the problem with that is that there's a few good times mixed in. I go to the lake and I can play. There's a few things that I do like about there. And I do like being away from New Jersey. But yeah, the whole group thing, it's just, it's terrible. Yeah. But you like skiing, right?
The skiing part was good. Which is a shame, though, is, I think it had been a few years since I skied. So I think the one day I overdid it. And I was actually sore, the next day. I'm skiing, a couple days out of, the whole thing.
Oh, really?
And, the last day, I was so fucking hungover. Because,
I drank
a lot the night before.
What'd you drink, beer?
Actually, no. Beer's probably, the one thing I didn't drink. So, that night, I started by having like at least probably like two or three Manhattans down in the lounge downstairs the hotel.
Mm.
And then I got back upstairs, had a few Kentucky Mules, had a few shots of tequila.
Damn.
That was, yeah.
Is that because other people were drinking too, or you just...
Well, yeah, well, I was down in the lounge by myself. I spent a couple of the nights there. I just went down the lounge, got a couple drinks, just sat in like the one couch, nice lounge area by myself.
Okay, yeah.
Listen to music, and then,
I didn't know you liked Manhattans. This is a side of you I don't know.
Manhattans are fucking great, dude. I actually never didn't try them until one time, like, Tracy got this, like, bottle. It's like a pre-mixed drink. She got me an old-fashioned. That was great. And she... The company is called On the Rocks. They have a few different ones, so...
Okay.
They also had a Manhattan, and she got one, and I actually think I like that. That's probably like my new favorite like mixed drink now.
That's interesting because, you know, it's very close to Brooklyn, Manhattan.
It's true.
And if it was called Brooklyn, you probably wouldn't want to drink it.
You know, actually, it's funny because we were watching The French Connection last week, and that's in Brooklyn. So I'm like...
Right, right. The scenery is great.
I'm like, you know what? Maybe we should take a ride into Brooklyn. Maybe I can get over this...
No. Thing. Well, you could go to Brooklyn, but like, don't go to the parts that we went to. That.
Oh yeah, fuck that.
Yeah, don't go to Crown Heights. Anyway, right. So okay, so you're drinking at the bar.
Yeah.
And you're hungover the next day.
Yeah. So like the last day, like I was like, fuck this, I'm not.
Right. Right. So at what point did you start hating being there? Like the second day, the third day, the you know, because it was a week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say, like, the worst of it was definitely, it began, like, probably about, well, admittedly, like, I was already waiting to come back when I left.
Right.
So,
did you have to drive with them in the same car?
Well, I rode up with Tim's brothers.
Right, and that's a long trip, right?
Yeah, it was, like, just under 5 hours.
Yeah, yeah. And did you drive or they drove?
They drove.
Yeah.
Tim's brother, yeah.
Yeah, no, it sounds horrible, man. It sounds horrible.
So, and it's like ever since the trip, I've just been in this, like...
Right.
Bad, like, low mood, you know, and it's
Right. Yeah, well, you know, well, for example, you're not alone, you know.
Thanks, man.
No, I wasn't trying to make you feel better. I'm just saying you're not alone.
Right, yeah.
I went to a certain neighbor of mine... I call him Gaber.
Oh, Gaber, yeah.
Who apparently still has the most listens to our episode with him. Yeah. So anyway, first of all, I've seen him twice. Okay, first of all, and before the Super Bowl, which is an American, it's a football, look it up, British Mark.
Yeah.
I have to explain everything. So he texts me the day before, he goes, so I don't know... If I want to watch the game, but if I was to watch the game, would you want to watch it with me? And I'm like, what kind of an invitation is this, man? That's like a guy asking a girl out. Like, I don't really want to date you, but if I was to ask you out, would you go out with me?
Right.
Like,
yeah.
So I'm like, dude, if you want me to, I mean, I'll watch the game. It's I'll watch it. So he goes, oh, okay, because I wasn't gonna watch it, but if you want to watch it,
oh my god,
yeah, it was like that. So then, you know, it's just, you know, you've been up there.
Oh, yeah.
It's only three flights off. But it feels like you're crossing the country. And then, you know, he opens the door like this. He goes, I'm like, hey, are you ready? It's 8 o'clock. He goes, I go, how are you? He goes.
The game starts at like 6.
No, you're right. It was 6:30. Yeah. Anyway, just go with me.
Okay.
So he goes, I go, how are you? He goes, still here. Every time. Jeez, I changed the script. So then, you know, and then I don't know, did you watch the game?
I did. Yeah, we did.
It was, I don't really care for football, but it was pretty boring.
Me neither. Oh, dude.
Yeah.
I was so pissed off the fact that it went not only overtime, but it was almost like an entire other fucking quarter. I got so fucking pissed off.
I know. It was a tied game, and they went on for another 10 hours after.
How could you not finish this game in 4 fucking quarters?
I know.
You're either that good or this bad at your job. I wish I was either this good or this bad at my job.
Yeah, and it's even worse to watch it with him because he's just like either he has two moods. Either he goes, well, this is boring, Or he'll start making sounds like, oh, 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 you know, like, and then he's like, I'm sorry, I'm making sounds. I'm like, yes, you are. And then like it's just very bipolar experience.
Oh, yeah.
And then he has, I don't know, he turns up the sound really loud, and he tries to have a conversation with me. I can't hear him. So, you know, all you hear is like the TV, and he goes, the whole thing is just very, very... You know, and then he makes popcorn, and that takes... It's just the whole thing is nerve-wracking. So then I didn't watch the overtime with him. I just said, once it was tied, I was like, yeah. I'm done, you know. So that was that. And then he wanted me to watch something else with him. Like, there's this thing... Do you know about this South Park thing?
The show South Park, the cartoon?
Yes.
Yes.
So they had a very special episode, which is now airing on Paramount Plus.
Oh, okay.
Which is also funny because Howard Stern a few weeks ago just went off because apparently Paramount Plus is the worst streaming service. Like, it gets stuck all the time.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, so that's what he has. And he goes, oh, it's such a funny episode. It's like a real – he goes, I've seen it twice, but I want to see it with you. I'm like, okay. Because I do like South Park. I never watch it, but it's fun. So then I go up there. So, of course, the thing gets stuck. And then to see him try – he goes, oh, oh. Oh God! This happens every time. I'm just observing this. I'm like, oh my! And then he goes, see, it doesn't work. See, I'm pushing it. It's not working. It's just. And then we finally watched it, and it is really funny. It's a very funny episode.
Oh, okay.
I mean, but it's just an experience, you know. Like, I don't know why these people are in my life.
Oh my God.
But anyway, so what you're describing is it's weird to go away and have a bad time, you know?
Yeah.
But sometimes, like when I went to England, it was cool. First of all, it was 3 days.
Yeah.
I think maybe 3 days is like...
3 days is like ideal. I mean, like, there's no reason to have to go on a goddamn trip like for that long.
Right, right. But how long is your LA trip?
So that's almost a week. But I mean, like, part of it's also like the festival itself is 4 days.
Right, right.
Well, three plus like the Thursday night. But like,
right.
I'm already thinking of like stuff I'm going to do because she's going to be seeing a bunch of the movies.
Right.
But I'm not sure. I'm kind of torn because like my first time in LA, I don't know if I want to spend all of it in a movie theater.
Right.
So I'm trying to, I'm figuring things, other things.
Well, I think we both decided you should check out the Scientology place.
Right, yeah.
Which is right in the middle of Hollywood Boulevard. You can't miss it. You know, it's like right there.
Is there a sign that says, the Scientology place?
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's a little bit, it's hidden, but you can see the sign, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I think Scientology might be your answer, you know?
It could be.
It's worked for Tom Cruise. It worked for John Travolta.
It's true.
You know, I mean, that would be great if you came back as a Scientologist. Like, you know? And then we could get, like, a Scientologist listeners, you know?
Oh, yeah. We got to expand our market, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Me and Hollywood Boulevard have a weird experience together. I think I told you that I shat my pants on Hollywood Boulevard. It didn't happen on the boulevard, but I had to throw my underwear out, you know? But it was early in the morning. this is not going to increase. This is the first. This could be the first episode that more people listen to because we just. So, you know, British Mark has just joined this network that is promising to promote the podcast. So you might not be the only person hearing this. So, and of course, your first episode, I probably shouldn't mention that I'm shitting. But I mean, shitting is a natural thing.
Oh, yeah, we'll do it.
And I think I told you it was. I mean, there was a reason for it. You know, it's not like it was out of the blue. Like, I drank a lot. I ate some bad food.
Yeah.
And so anyway, I don't think I ever had a good experience in Hollywood Boulevard. You know. So anyway, if you see a pair of soiled underwear when you're there from 10 years ago, that's mine.
Okay.
You know, I'm sure it's still there.
Well, it's crazy. Like, I think I was looking at like a map.
I think it's right next to Gene Hackman's prints.
Oh, yeah. Well, there's like a subway not too far from where all the action's going to be. So I'm actually thinking, like, I'll take the subway, maybe go to different places. I want to go to the Griffith Observatory. I want to go to La Brea Tar Pits. I'm actually thinking about renting a car just so I can have the full, authentic L.A. experience and drive around L.A.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Blue Moon?
Blue Moon.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, sure.
Cause I'd like to drive along, like, I think, was it Mulholland Drive?
You know what? That's a good idea. That's a good idea. Because, you know, the best times, I think, like, my favorite time in London, even though British Mark was very nice as a tour guide, my favorite time was just walking alone, getting lost, and kind of soaking it in. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. That was, like, when I was over in England. That was the best part for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God. It's very hard to open this thing. It's like assembling a chair, you know?
I know.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, listen, I like LA. I think, you know, I tried to live there, so it was a weird, you know, I have a very mixed, you know, every time I try, but I mean, I was thinking about this, how many more years can I live at this place? I mean, I've been here for a long time.
Right.
So, like, every day now, I'm like, all right, I think either I'm going to die here, or I'm going to die someplace else.
That's pretty much only two options, really.
Right. So if I'm going to die, which I will.
Right.
Although these podcasts will live on.
That's right.
Maybe I should die. Maybe I should die someplace else. But where? I don't know. You know, I don't want to go. I mean, LA, maybe, you know. I mean.
England?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah. I don't know. I can't drive there. I mean, the cars are really small.
What you could do is you can go and get hit by a car in the same spot where John Lennon's mother was hit by a car and killed.
Mm. Wow, that's quite a. Do you know the street or?
Nah.
That's a horrible thought.
That's a really horrible thought. But I mean, like, it would be kind of poetic in a way that. You know.
Right, right. No, I could. I could. It would probably be like a small little like London car, you know. Yeah. I actually am thinking seriously of going to Italy.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. But this could be good or bad. Like, so I have cousins in Israel who are really cool, like really cool people that I
I think you were talking about this last time. I guess he's like a travel guide or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, he's really a dentist.
Oh,
but very close, very close.
Well, I thought he didn't.
No, this guy is funny. He dabbles. Like, remember we were talking about the word
fucking dabble. I hate that. Such a stupid fucking word.
It is. But since you brought it up, it perfectly describes this guy, Ellie. You know, he doesn't understand English, so we could talk about him.
Okay,
he's a dabbler. You know, like he was a dentist. And then he was an entrepreneur. He kept inventing things that nobody really cared about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
But he's a great guy. He's a really great guy. Like, he's like the coolest. When I was a kid, he was like the cool guy to hang out with, you know? Oh, yeah. He really into the Beatles, and he saw Queen in 1975.
Oh, no shit.
Like, live, you know, in England somewhere. They did a free concert after Bohemian Rhapsody came out.
Oh, wow.
Like, and it was a huge thing. So anyway, so yeah, so his wife is really runs the thing. His wife is a great cook, so it's kind of like, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So it's him and her, his wife, and like his daughter, who's cool too. So anyway, it would just be a week, mm-hmm. But yeah, today I was and I can't book flights. I'm not good with anything. So I had to contact somebody in my family to book it for me. So I've been back and forth on the phone with Brittany today, and so yeah, but that's gonna be a week. But that could be good or bad. It's gonna be good because it'll be cool to see them. But I will be confined to a tour.
Oh yeah.
So I could after 2 or 3 days be like, oh
yeah,
this could be bad. You know what I mean? I don't know. It could go either way.
Wait, do you have to be there for a week? Is like the tour like a week long?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it would be, and I don't know anything about Italy. I mean, it's actually Tuscany. They're going to Tuscany.
I've heard of it. Yeah.
It's pizza, Italian, spaghetti, trees. What the fuck? I don't fucking know.
Right.
You know, Sopranos. So yeah, so I think it'll be good. But I am a little worried about, you know, like getting out of your comfort zone is always weird. You know.
Yeah.
But, and sometimes when I go to Israel, I have a nervous breakdown, you know? So
it's probably good, best not to go back to Israel.
I can't do that. Well, even if I wanted to, I can't.
Yeah.
Because, my passport is expired.
Oh, yeah. Well, how are you going to get to Italy?
Oh, my American passport is fine. My Israeli passport.
Oh, right. Okay.
I'm a double agent.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
So, and to renew an Israeli passport is like the hardest thing to do. The Israelis make everything difficult.
Naturally.
Like you can't, like American passport, you send in the mail.
I still have to do mine. I have to renew mine.
Okay.
It's been expired for like 3 years now.
Yeah, because you don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but it's really easy. I mean, you put it in the mail and 6 weeks it comes back to you. All, you know, you just give them like $100.
Yeah.
Israeli passport, you have to go all the fucking way to New York. You have to go to the Israeli embassy, which is like Fort Knox. You have to, like, you know, security everywhere. They frisk you. They, you know, check your balls. They, you know. And then it's, and they're open from like 9 to like 9:15. Yeah. I mean, like, it's impossible to do this. Like, I actually thought of doing it just so I have the option of going there. But anyway, I can't go. So now I can't.
Yeah.
And if I just go there in my American passport, the computer will show that I'm Israeli also, and then they'll put me in jail. So, like, you know what I mean? Because when I go to Israeli customs at the airport, it'll show that I'm Israeli also. Uh-huh. I have two passports.
Oh, okay.
So they'll be like, where's your Israeli passport? I'd be like, well, I can't renew it because you guys aren't open more than 15 minutes. And they're like, well, you're going to jail.
They don't just say you can't just get on a plane to go back home?
I don't know. Oh, but okay. I don't want to chance it.
Yeah.
It's not good to deal with the Israelis at the airports.
Plus, it'd be like a bitch to, like, fly for like 10 hours, however long it is, be like, oh, you have to go home. And you have to fly another 10 hours back.
Yeah. That would be a wasted trip.
Yeah, it really would be.
Yeah, it's 13 hours. Well, it's like 10 hours. It's like 11 hours there, 13 hours back.
Oh, yeah.
But anyway, so, yeah, Israeli is really very, it's not easy. Yeah. So I think I'm, you know, so if you try to reach me in June, I might be in Italy.
Okay.
Just give you a heads up.
Thanks, man.
So, but your thing is in April, huh?
Yeah.
Ah. That's exciting. Maybe we could do like a Zoom from, you know, LA. We could do like an LA podcast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I'll be here. I'll be here trying to assemble a chair, you know? Oh, my God. So today, I have these horrible passengers.
Oh, yeah.
We have one that's really, really... I mean, they're all horrible, but this one's really horrible. I told you about the blind guy.
Oh, yeah.
So this one, we'll call her by her name, Maureen. It's always Maureen, you know? It's never like... Oh, actually, I showed British Mark the picture of Gertrude.
Oh, God, yeah.
So, yeah, for our listeners, apparently, you know, I dabble in dating sites, you know?
He's a dabbler.
And sometimes I'll get... Thank you. He's a dabbler. And then once in a while, I'll get like a ping on my phone. And it's like somebody's liking you. And I'm like, oh my God, this is so exciting. And then I look at the picture and it's like a creature that you've never seen before, like deformed and hit. Anyway, and so the last one is pretty horribly looking and deformed. And her name is Gertrude. And the caption says, God is great. God is good. Trust God Almighty. You know? Like, I guess it's a triple whammy, you know? Like, it's like God is mocking me.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, even if she was hot, the name Gertrude,
I
couldn't do it.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, I'd be like, on the first date, I'd be like, so when are we changing your name?
You know? Yeah.
I mean, even if it's Gertrude Smith. I mean, Gertrude, who, what parent names their kid Gertrude? Like, what kind of evil parent are you? Like, is there any good ever come of that? I mean, that's a punishment.
Like, no wonder she had to find Jesus, because, yeah, that name, I mean.
Gertrude. I mean, it sounds like a burp. It sounds like a fart and a burp at the same time. Yeah, so anyway, so I sent you the picture because I always love sending you pictures of my girlfriends.
I always love receiving them too.
Yeah, I feel pretty, like it can't be worse than the last, and then it is, you know. So I sent it to British Mark, and then he sent me back. He said, I hope you're going to be very happy with her, and you know. So anyway, I don't know how we got onto. Dating sites, Gertrude. I had a point. God damn it! I think I have dementia. Let's see.
Well, I guess we'll see.
Well, let's check my list here. Dabble. audio levels. Gamer. Italy. More audio levels.
Maureen.
Oh, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, Maureen. Good. Okay, so, dude, she really is. Okay, so if, of course she's like 100 years old. She looks like if you were to work on Snow White and to cast like the evil stepmother or whatever witch. You would cast her.
Oh, okay.
Because she's like hunched over.
Oh, the one in like the black robe thing.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
yeah. She's hideous looking, and but the worst thing is that she talks nonstop.
Oh yeah.
Like it's almost impossible. It's impossible to understand how, and she talks about and she talks like it's she's not it's not nonsense. It's just like negative stuff all the time. Like even people at work. I came back to work today, and I looked like I just came back from Vietnam because she was my last ride of the day.
Oh wow!
It's like I can't. So I walk in there, and then the person that books the trip, she looks at me. She goes, "Maureen." What I need to do is I should tape her. I know it's probably illegal.
Yeah,
but it's unbelievable.
Depends on if this. If New Jersey is a one-party consent state, because then if it is, then you consented, so then it'd be legal for you to record.
Oh right, but I'm not going to ask her because she'll say no.
Well, you consent to it, but, so you're the party that consents.
Okay,
yeah,
but if I recorded her Maureen, and then I came here and I played it on the podcast for all of our listeners, that would be really illegal, probably.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
And then we could call the episode Maureen, you know?
Oh yeah,
but. But I really can't explain to you that she doesn't take a breath. And it's like, today she was like, she goes, first of all, she has like a walker, like a walker, and it looks like a house. And then she goes, I'm so used to her that I know I can fold it in a second, even I.
Oh yeah,
and you know I'm not good with that shit. So I take it, I fold it, and I throw it in the back. And she goes, "Ow! How did you do that? I thought you had to lift it up from the other side." I'm like, "No," you know. and then she wants to sit in the front because she's so big and disgusting, right? Like, and I said, "Sorry, there's stuff in the front. You gotta go in the back." So she's like, okay. And then she makes all these sounds, you know, because now she's upset about being in the back.
Oh, yeah.
And then I have to reach over and I have to buckle her, and I probably get AIDS just by being around her. and then she starts talking and talking and talking. And she's like, in Florida, there's the insurance rates are terrible right now. People in Florida are suffering. I'm like, you don't live in Florida, and you don't drive, so who cares about the insurance? It's just nonstop. Yeah. So then I go back to the office. I'm like, I can't. I just fucking can't, you know. And the person that does the ride, she yeah, she calls 5 times a day, and she wanted to actually move to an assisted living next to where I live. This is the woman at work telling me. So then she said to her on the phone. She said, "Oh, you can't. There's no ride provide there. There's no car service over here. In fact, there's no cars here. like it's just trees. I mean, dude, how long should I do this? I'm gonna have her tomorrow. I haven't looked at my schedule yet." But she's there every day. And then while she's talking to me, I'm thinking, okay, I'm like, you try to be fascinated by the fact that she can talk so much. Like try to just look at it that way, but I can't she's like a machine gun. So anyway, I want her killed.
Okay.
So life sucks.
Yeah.
You know, right now. By the way, we only have a few more minutes here, so boy, I don't even know what to call this episode.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say I was gonna say that Jay Silverberg has been texting me nonstop lately.
Oh god.
I mean, I could show you. Like, it's just volumes and volumes.
Oh, I believe it.
But you know, because I'm dealing with a lot of comedians, and now I do podcasts with comedians that he knows now.
Oh yeah.
So he's like, oh, I know that guy, and then I'm like, I didn't ask you to comment on this. You know? but he has an idea of like, because now he's banned from being at the Princeton.
I still think that's hilarious.
I know he's you know that. So we're talking about the comedy club in Princeton, which is still even without him, it's still weird.
Yeah.
And for example, there's a new woman replacement for Jay, and she's pretty attractive. But she's not that good.
Right.
But I had the experience of talking with her after the show. We had a beer together. And she was like really funny and really nice. And I'm like, are you the same person that just bombed? Because if you were like this on stage, you would be great.
Yeah.
So I don't. So that's a whole weird thing.
Yeah.
She was. I mean, I'm not gonna mention her name because that's not nice. But right. she was terrible. Like yeah. like she made Jay seem like Seinfeld.
Oh no shit.
Like you know, at least Jay had some jokes. Like she. Not only was she not funny on stage, but she was like condescending to the audience.
Oh, really?
She was like, so, you know, she had this terrible like delivery, and then in real life, she's perfectly fine. So I don't know. Anyway, so I'm involved with that world.
Yeah.
but yesterday I did a really good podcast with a comedian.
Yeah, it's good, man.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I mean, he's very old. He's probably gonna, you know, not be with us much longer. but he said that he doesn't give a lot of interviews. So I felt very. Oh, like, wow. I just approached him last week because I went there and it was a terrible night. But he was the only good one, you know.
Oh wow!
And then the headliner was I hate you know it's just I don't know. But yeah, so and we did. We did, you know, yeah. So that was nice. See, I do like doing them. I just get crazy with the audio when because sometimes you'll talk to them live,
yeah.
and it'll sound fine. But then you hear the recording,
and it's
like yeah. So you and I you don't know. So anyway, my new microphone seems to be good, except I can't bend it.
Well, so yeah, that's
I'll show you. It's a whole thing. But I think it's easier than assembling the chair.
Right.
Right. I mean, it's just, I mean, so basically everything's not working, you know?
Right. Right. Yeah.
By the way, we didn't talk about the Beatles getting their,
Oh yeah. The Beatles are getting the 4 individual biopics,
which could be good or not so good.
Yeah. It's going to be interesting to see how they,
do you know the director?
Sam Mendes. He directed American Beauty and,
right.
2 of the Daniel Craig Bond films.
Skyfall,
Inspector, and he also did that 1917 movie.
Oh, yeah, I never saw that. Is that good?
I liked it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know. But I mean, even Ringo is going to get his own thing, right?
Yeah.
There's stuff to be talked about that, but now we only have 3 minutes left.
Yeah.
boy, I'm parched. I don't know if I like this dark beer. Maybe yeah. we should go back to Blue Moon.
I mean, you have one right there.
I know. But I want to like dark beer because it's different. Like, I don't want to do the same thing all the time, you know?
Right.
Anyway, so what is this episode? What is this? So recap? Is it a...
I think we mentioned the idea of giving it a simple one-word title.
Oh, yeah. Huh. well, because our premise is that every time we have multiple titles or like a big run on
like a
sentence,
long list of a title, yeah.
It seems to be getting a lot of, you know. So yeah. Maybe we should do that again.
You do that again.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't even know what we talked about. We talked about
British Mark a lot.
It was an opener. But we
traveling, ski trip.
Right, right. Hollywood Boulevard.
And your, podcast issues.
We could just call it audio levels.
Audio levels.
Mm, but it doesn't really encapsulate the episode. We could say we might have to do a run on sentence again. You know,
run on sentence sounds good.
that sounded like that guy from Seinfeld. You know, that Dana Delane. A run on sentence sounds good. You know? What was that guy's name?
Dave Putty.
Yeah, Dave Putty. Dude, so you're not... it's going to cut us off. Well, anyway, to the 32 listeners, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
We don't know if you're going to be here again.
Right.
We'll see. Listen, we can't control everything.
Can't control everything. I can barely control anything going on in my own life, so...
Well, we could talk about that next episode.
That sounds good.
We could... All right. Well, we have to wait 15 more seconds until it really cuts us off.
Right, yeah.
Because usually at this point I say... what do I say? I say keep chasing the sun.
Then I usually do my bye.
Right.
For...
Yeah, but now it's premature. Now it's premature.
Go fuck yourself, people.